Hey everyone. So what you're about to listen to here is best described as a tad rough. So a few months ago, we celebrated our 2018 season, a bunch of drinking, bunch of partying, having fun with friends and family. So what this consists of is what we're calling our lost episode of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. It's segmented up, it's broken up, it's rough, it's crazy, it's a lot of guys who I hope you can tell really have a lot of affection for each other. So enjoy, but also, one other thing, maybe this might not be the episode for the kids to listen to.
The only life is the fantasy football life. So when you come in here, you better be ready. Now prepare yourself for the Sons of Atherton Man Cave. And here are the bad boys to take you there, Ed, Greg, and John.
There.
Oh, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live with the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. Woo-hoo! We are walking through Novato, California right now.
Amazing.
With the public shaming of the loser of the season, Judas Space Period. What do you think, Kamish?
This is better than I could have ever hoped for.
So everything you thought and dreamed, everything you wanted.
Can't make any more rules up, like.
All right, Parik, Judas Space Period. How does it feel to wear the unicorn of shame?
It's terrible. The last time, these are all fucked next year. I'm winning it next year.
You're winning it all. There, you have it, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Parik has said he is winning it all next year.
I'm taking it all back.
Taking it all. Yes.
This is definitely the best disincentive program ever to get people to do their homework.
Funny if it jumped in the back of the motorcycle.
Yeah, it would be hilarious. So that's this is the best disincentive to get you to do your homework on your players. You can't blame it on the first year rule because look at Caston, he finished second.
Yes.
You had a bit of bad luck with Lev Bell, too. That didn't work out.
Yeah, a bit of bad luck with Lev Bell.
Work out too good.
If you want to check out photos and video of Judas Space Period in the unicorn costume, the unicorn of shame, check everything out on our social media sites on both Instagram and Twitter, at Sons of Atherton on Twitter and at Sons of Atherton FFL. All right, thanks everyone. All right, guys, so I want to know, what was your highlight for the season? I'm going to start here with Team Heisenberg, John Smith. What was your highlight for the season this year?
You know, it had to be whenever I beat Ed Fowler. I mean, that just
you
turned out.
You son of a bitch. This took a turn. I was not expecting it.
There were so many parts of the conversation that Ed thought he was going to win, but he just sucked the big one.
I did.
That was interesting.
I did. Not as bad as Parik, because Judas Space Period. He definitely sucked the big one.
Yeah, Ed didn't lose, but he lost to me, so that made me pretty excited. So
that was your highlight?
That was my highlight.
All right, Caston.
Yes.
Caston. All right. So Caston, known as Chuck Norris on the podcast, what was your highlight of the season?
Well, I think it was people's reaction to me trading Drew Brees.
They loved that one, didn't they?
In hindsight, it was the right move.
It was, but were you worried about it? So, just as a recap, Caston traded Drew Brees to me for Kirk Cousins and
Coleman.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman. Thank you.
Coleman, and you got
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everyone was giving you a hard time, saying that was a bad move on your part.
Well, I knew.
In your defense, I continued to say, I don't know.
Well, I needed Coleman more than anything. I didn't need. I did not need Cousins.
Yes.
But I needed Coleman
because you had. Tell the listeners who your other.
Well, I had my other quarterback. Oh, I had Trubisky and Andrew Luck.
Trubisky and Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, both playoff quarterbacks.
Yeah, and they're both very good quarterbacks for fantasy.
Yeah.
But Trubisky got hurt, so I did use Cousins, and he did well for me. But Coleman, the only reason I did it is I wanted Coleman, because I had Elliott, and I didn't have another running back.
Yeah.
Other running back sucked.
Yes.
So that's why I wanted to trade.
And that's your highlight for the season. The fact that everyone kept saying that was a bad move.
Correct.
And it was not a bad move.
I don't think it was a bad move.
Drew Brees did not really help me.
It wasn't a bad move for you either. You needed a quarterback.
It was sort of net neutral for me.
Neutral for you.
It didn't really help me, but it wasn't the reason I ended up losing in the end. There were many other reasons I ended up losing.
The only reason I lost in the end was the fact that I didn't pick up on the fact that I should have picked up Gurley's backup before Edison did. If I had done that, I would have won.
It would have been over. Yes.
I would have won.
So the highlight isn't the fact that you finished in second.
Yeah, I did.
So Kasten is new to the league. This is his first year, and in his first year with the league, he finished second. He shows everyone else up.
I didn't show everyone else up.
Well,
not Edison.
But just coming into this league that has keepers, you didn't start with keepers.
No.
That was impressive. I wouldn't disagree with you there. But how are you feeling about the 2 QB side of things? Because that was a little controversial at the beginning of the season.
I think there's more. I was surprised at first because I thought it'd be difficult to find quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But I don't think I had an issue this season. And I don't know if you did or...
No, it wasn't as bad for me this year, only because I learned from the last season how important they are. But I think you were really smart in getting Andrew Luck when you did, and then you took Mitch Trubisky, which nobody completely knew what he was going to be this year.
Well, he's like Mahomes. Nobody knew what Mahomes would be. And there's going to be two to ten players like that every year.
Yeah.
You'd be like, holy shit, where'd these guys come from?
Yeah. Yeah, so you got the veteran success and then I guess Trubisky's in his second year, right?
Andrew Luck was 3 years ago, if you started any franchise, you would say, you know what, I'm going to take Andrew Luck number one.
Yeah.
And then J.J. Watt, number two.
Yes.
That would be your two guys you would start.
Yes, yeah.
And we forgot about that because he's been injured.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a...
I had him. I had him last year. I had Andrew Luck last year when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And I could have kept him.
Yeah.
And I was nervous about it. So I did not keep him. Now I sort of wish that I had kept him. But at the same time, honestly, like, quarterback wasn't the reason I lost.
No.
So, you know.
Well, I think this league, now that I've joined it my first year, we undervalue defense and undervalue quarterbacks.
Yes, that's right. Because you also had the Chicago Bears
defenses. I always had three
defenses.
I had Chicago, I had LA Rams, and I had, at one point, I had a third one. I don't remember who it was. But
I think it was Broncos. Did you have the Broncos?
Broncos defense, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think I've
So the defenses rack up a lot of points if you pick the right one.
Because you had the Bears when they scored like 42 points or something, right?
You can't. The defense is different because it's all about the matchup. So you got to have multiple defenses. You should almost have two to three defenses in this league every week.
Yeah.
And just use them in your pocket. You got to look up far ahead.
Yeah.
You gotta look far ahead. Say, okay, who's that defense playing? That defense is playing Arizona in week 15.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll use that for my playoff defense.
Yeah. But doesn't that take a while to kind of figure out?
No.
Because
after week five, maybe.
Yeah. That's it's hard to draft.
Yeah. Well, you don't
it's hard to draft.
You never drafted.
Yeah. Well, except I did.
maybe the Bears.
Yeah. Well, that's what will be interesting. Like, I drafted the Jags deep, and they were coming off a really great season.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a great pick.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do anything. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Bears team moving forward.
Well, the Jags, they play a couple of great quarterbacks four times a year. We got Brady and Luck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And Watson, right? No. I'm thinking AFC South.
Yeah.
AFC South is not Brady, but it's Luck and Watson and
Matt Ryan.
No,
that's NFC. Yeah, it's NFC.
So you got to look at who they play.
Yes.
Twice a year.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
I think the defenses next year in the NFC North are going to be great. All of them, except for the Packers.
Yeah.
The Bears, I think the Vikings and Detroit's going to have a good defense. Packers are going to suck.
Yeah.
So I'd look at those.
Yes,
defenses.
That's pretty consistent right now, I think. Yeah.
So defenses, are the most changeable team.
Yeah.
The most changeable player that you should have.
Right. Yeah.
And you should
the
have
most
two
volatile.
To three.
Yeah.
2 to 3.
Yeah, because you are consistently scoring. I think I haven't looked, but I would imagine you consistently scored like 20 points every week from your defense.
I probably had the most defensive points.
Yeah.
And that's what carried me.
So defense wins championships. Well, defense wins second place.
Wins second place. Defense and the fact that I didn't fucking defend the fact that Gurley was not going to play. That's what I screwed.
Yeah, well.
I should have done that.
Yeah, but you couldn't have predicted that. Because I picked up his first backup, Malcolm Brown.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt.
And then, what was his name? C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson ruined my day.
C.J. Anderson is one of those guys that comes in the playoffs, nobody expects anything, and then he blows up.
And he ruined my game.
Yes.
I would have won the league if it were not for C.J. fucking Anderson. End quote.
All right. Thank you, Kasten. That is a great highlight for the season. I'm going to interrupt Walk on Bulls. Bulls on fire.
Bulls on parade.
Bulls on parade that are on fire. All right, Joel. Bulls on parade. You had a really great season. You are the Oracle. For those who are new to the show, Joel is the one we were given a hard time with the way he drafted, coming right off the app, and then he continued to dominate every single player or every single team for at least the first half of the season. So what was your highlight? What would you say is the highlight for you this season?
Well, honestly, I would say being on the podcast twice.
That's true. That's fair. I will accept that answer.
The call-in was probably the highlight with my Uber driver as my co-host.
Right?
Driving home.
That was probably awesome.
That was probably my highlight, honestly, because all the rest is just like luck.
Yeah.
But that was good times. No, but I think, look, I got lucky with Mahomes. I did have the most points. I'm a little bitter because I am actually fourth place in total out of all of us. I'm a little bitter. But it's okay.
You're in fourth place, but in first place with total points?
Yes.
That sucks.
And this is the first year, for those of you out there, a la Ed Fowler, for those of you out there, this is the first year we didn't reward the most points. So
I don't think we did last year, but I know what you're saying. It's yeah, but you know, it's wins and losses. Doesn't matter how many points you score, it's about winning. And you lost to me once and beat me once.
But I didn't beat you, I slaughtered you, but I know it was because of the way
I actually don't think you slaughtered me. Well, compared to some of the teams you slaughtered.
But actually,
you did slaughter some teams.
But it wasn't really never really your fault, I know, because it was always like, because of this you should have slaughtered in, or that you should have slaughtered in.
Yes.
It was never really anybody's fault.
It wasn't my fault.
Because
no.
Never your fault when you
no.
lost, actually.
Because it was the app.
You know,
it was the app.
You got some bad shakes, man.
I know.
I mean, I know. Let's just bring it out there and acknowledge that for a moment. Can we
yes.
pause
yes.
For Ed's really bad shakes?
Yes.
How the world's treating him.
A moment of silence for how my team failed to perform in the way they should have.
No, I think overall, though, stepping up all the things we added in this year, the Walk of Shame, the podcast, the t-shirts with our logo. I mean, we're kind of legit.
Yeah, we're having a good time with it. And it's one of the things that we keep talking about. You've heard us say over and over on the show is do whatever's going to bring the players in your league together more. You know, we do t-shirts, we do the parties, we do the meetings throughout the season. We have the WhatsApp chat room. We do all that stuff. We talk shit left and right. So, and if anyone out there, if you're interested in purchasing one of our Sons of Atherton t-shirts, let me know and we'll figure out how to make that happen. We'll show that up on the social media sites, Sons of Atherton FFL on Instagram and at Sons of Atherton on Twitter. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Joel. I'm going to move over, and I'm going to interrupt.
The poems has.
I'm going to interrupt.
That's within the
Armchair Assassins. Armchair Assassins and Team Heisenberg. Guys, I want to know, what was your highlight for the season?
All right, so this might be a low light, but I'm going to say when I went all in on two quarterbacks for this stupid fucking league, and then I drafted Carson Wentz instead of Nick Foles. Can I go with that?
Yeah, you can go with that. You can go with that. That's something you want to highlight and make sure you never do again.
That's pretty much right. That's it.
What about you? Wait, no, John, we already talked, so I don't need to know your highlight again. Well, because it was about beating me, so...
My second highlight was, one, I made the playoffs, but two, I actually got to play my namesake, John Smith, and I kicked his fucking ass. And, you know, there's nothing better than beating, you know, a guy who spells his name wrong in fantasy football.
That is amazing. Okay, thank you, guys. Speaking of John Smith,
I thought you'd never get to me.
We are here with one of the co-hosts of the show, John Smith. John, I want to know, what was your highlight of this season?
My highlight was Dave Caston losing. Well, just in the final.
Yes.
Just in the final. Anybody but Dave. Anybody but Dave was my motto, and Edison came through for us.
Yeah,
the rookie with no keepers did not win the whole thing.
No, but he did win more than you and I did.
No, that's true. That most people did.
Yes, actually, the people who made the toilet bowl and won the toilet bowl did better than we did in
the
end.
That's true. That's true, Ed, and I thank you for reminding me, you son of a bitch.
Do you think we should reconsider the cash prize for the toilet bowl?
Nope.
Given it rewards the guys who did not play as well. What do you think, Brent?
Well,
is it a good thing?
Well, no. You know, honestly, as an ex-champion, I would say you give the
former champion.
Well, like my name's on the trophy, yours isn't. So, as an actual
damn you, Brent.
Champion, here's the honest to God truth: the rules suck, and I have everything to do with it. I think I had two people that I had two open spots during the toilet bowl championship.
Yes.
So, you know, had the rules been adjusted in my favor, I would have whooped the commission's ass.
Yeah. Meaning,
I still should have gotten nothing.
Don't
Bupkus.
Mince words,
Bupkus.
Brent.
Bupkus. I should have gotten nothing, honestly. Well, the toilet bowl, you should get a plunger and you should like it. Honestly.
Okay.
I'm going to go on the record.
Okay. All right. So Armchair Assassins is going against the cash reward for winning the toilet bowl. I think that's something seriously to reconsider as we go into the off season. But how are you feeling? Because I jokingly, half serious, blame you for the fact that we maintained two quarterbacks. But how are you feeling about the two quarterback side? Like, do you think you're leaning towards getting rid of two quarterbacks or sticking with
Are you putting me on the record?
I'm putting you on the record. This will come back to haunt you.
I'd go back to one, I think. I think I'd go back to one, but no fucking kickers, ever.
No kickers. But have you heard this latest trend, how people are actually saying, maybe we should get rid of tight ends, too?
I always like a tight end.
All right, and that's where we will leave it. All right, thank you, everyone. We'll be back right after this commercial. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are live here in Novato, California at Finnegan's Pub, celebrating our 2018 fantasy football season. The loser of the season, Judas Space Period, has done his walk of shame through downtown Novato. You can check out the photos and video on Twitter, at Sons of Atherton, and on Instagram, at Sons of Atherton FFL. And we are here. We're lucky enough to be here with my other co-host and our commissioner, the brains behind the entire operation, Mr. Greg Phillips. Greg, what was your highlight of this season?
Wow. You know what? There's so many, Ed. I would call tonight a highlight. We're all together because really, as I said before, this is all about us as a brotherhood, just getting together and being part of a community.
Totally.
So I would say tonight is a big highlight.
Yes.
Anytime we're all together as a group and we're bringing everybody together and we're making it a community experience, I would say that's a highlight.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as the league goes, I would say that's the highlight. Anytime we're together as a group and we're bringing in the families,
it's
a really special moment.
And that's one of the reasons that you created
totally.
This league to begin with, is to do exactly what we're doing here.
You know, a lot of leagues are online, or maybe you don't even know all the people in your league.
Yes, I've been in those.
Ours are a league full of people in our community, in our neighborhood. The reason Sons of Atherton is the name is because we live in a community called Atherton Ranch. And so all the guys are neighbors, all the wives, all the kids are friends. And that's what makes this special. That's what makes this is unique. And that's what I love about it. That's really, that's purpose behind the entire league. And that's why it was created.
Yeah, and it's something that I would encourage, as we have in previous episodes, I would encourage you to make your league have that sense of community. Like, figure out how to do it. Don't just make it about the money. If you make it just about the money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Forget about that.
You know?
I mean, online leagues that are strictly about money, there's no heart, there's no soul. This league has all heart and all soul. And, you know, next year I'm excited to just think about how we're going to up our game next year. Because, like, we've set the bar pretty high, haven't
we? Yes, we have. And I think it's consistency and continuing to just embrace everyone that comes into our league.
Yeah.
You know, that's sometimes the challenges with leagues like ours, where we do know everyone so well, is fitting new people in.
Right.
And I think we've done a good job this year of really welcoming everyone in. And I think proof of that is, you know, you've got Kasten, who came in second. Chuck Norris came in second in the
league.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. And
then you come in and not have played in our league, no keepers, and just almost come that close to winning the entire thing. And then on the flip side, you've got Parik, Judas Space Period, who came in and finished last.
Yes.
But so that happens too.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. And, you know, but I really love that everybody's come together. I love that everybody puts in the work, puts in the effort, not just about, like, studying football and everything, but really I feel like as I look around the room right now, I see a bunch of people that really enjoy being together.
Yes.
And then, by the way, we also play fantasy football together.
Yes.
The point is that we're together, we're friends, and we're having fun. But, yeah, we play fantasy football, and, yeah, we award money, but that's not the point.
Yes.
The point is to build a community spirit.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we really continue to try to grow, and we will continue to try to grow with the Sons of Atherton, is this sense of community. You know, we are not just, we don't want to just be any other fantasy football league.
Right.
We want to be a group of human beings who are part of an
human
entire,
beings?
Yeah, a human be- group
we
of human beings.
We are human beings,
we
oh
are,
my
believe
God.
It or not. Who are part of a community, and we should look for ways to give back, and that's what we are continuing to do. And you know, you'll hear more of that in the off season as we start talking about some of the things that we are doing as a league, yep. as an organization, all the
that's
philanthropic
right.
kind of work that we want to try to do, because we couldn't be here. Like we're right now, we are at you know one of our favorite watering holes here in Novato at Finnegan's,
that's right.
and. We couldn't do this if this business did not exist.
That's
so
right.
we have to give back to our local community and our local businesses.
100%, Ed. Finnegan's is a local business that's been around for I don't know how long, but
yeah.
many years here. It's a staple in the community. And that's what bars, pubs, restaurants, that's what local business is all about. It's about bringing the community together. So it's kind of a reflection on what we're trying to do as a league. But it's also like this is a congregation. It's an area that we can get together and we can be a part of the community and we can network the community. I'm glad you brought up, too, about philanthropy and things
yeah.
that we want to do.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
This year we brought in like other elements like, you know, we have this podcast that we launched this year. It's the first time we've done this, and I'm like super excited about it. But we want to do more. We don't
yes.
want to just stop there. We want to give back to the community. We have some things lined up, and as Ed mentioned, we're going to bring out in future episodes where we're going to be giving back to the community. We're going to be doing some Sons of Atherton community activities.
Love you, Commish.
Thank you. Thanks for the shout out, Edison, our league champion this year.
Yeah, yes, yes. Our time with Edison is coming up soon.
But anyway, I love it. This is great. This is my heart is singing right now because this is more than I ever even imagined when I started this league.
Really?
We're all sitting around here. We all have T-shirts on, matching T-shirts that say Sons of Atherton. We're in our community bar. We've got friends, family, kids here eating together, breaking bread, and we're celebrating. I'm looking right now as I speak at our loser wearing a T-shirt. I suck at fantasy football, which is awesome. Like, but it's all part of like who we are. And after this gathering, we're going to go back and we're going to award everything and we're going to talk about the year and look in reflection. But
yeah.
like, I'm really amazed at how this has come together. It's like, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
and
exciting.
I thank everybody that's been a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And we especially thank you, the listener, who have continued to tune in week after week and be a part of this experience. You know, we couldn't do it without you. So, and we would also like to thank our sponsor, the sponsors of the Sons of Atherton show,
Any Day Rosé.
We thank you for being part of our season, of our experience, and we look forward to where it's going to go in the future.
Absolutely. All right. And I got one last thing
okay,
I want to
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
I really honor and appreciate Ed for you putting this podcast and making this go, because I might be the commissioner and I kind of coordinate a lot of things and I set up the league, but it takes everybody putting it together to make it happen. There's a difference between setting up and starting something and then watching it grow and people taking on certain things. So Ed, I want to thank you publicly for all you've done making these podcasts happen. It was a dream that you and I talked about more
yes.
than a year ago
yeah.
that we wanted to do this, and I wanted to just say thank you for putting it together and pulling it together, making it happen.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
I appreciate that, Greg. It's fun. I mean, it is. It's weird to say, like, it's a lot of work, but at the same time, to for this to be the work that you're doing is really fantastic. You know.
Yeah.
And I think that's you know, you were kind of speaking to this a moment ago, but it's like that's the thing that I feel is really special about our league is that we're not just a fantasy football league. Like, this really is a family.
Yep.
You know, and
right on.
That's really special. So
right on.
And I don't take that for granted at all. So yeah, this is awesome. So
right on, man. Well, thanks a lot, and thanks everybody for your support, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. All right, everyone, we are back. Thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. I am honored to be here with one of the newest members of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football League, our loser of shame, our loser that we are proud of, Parik, who you know as Judas Space Period. Parik, I gotta say, like, this is the first year that we've actually had somebody, you know, kind of punished for losing. But you have set the bar really high for losers.
Thank you.
So I gotta ask, like, so this is the first season you've been with the Sons of Atherton, and I gotta ask, what if maybe there's not? It's totally fine if there's not. Is there a highlight of this season, your first season into this league?
Yes, 100%. Me coming into this league for first place. No, for first thing, I mean, like, obviously I'm Irish.
Oh, wait. Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah. I thought it was Australian. Sorry.
I'm sorry. People get the accents mixed up. No, but for one thing, what I've enjoyed the most is, okay, I've came last. I've been totally fucking crap all season. But just to let everybody know, I'm going to win it next season.
And you have it live right there, folks.
And make a fool out of everybody. But this season was, I was just so happy to get in. And I've met so many neighbors that I didn't even know through this here. So at the end of the day, I'm the biggest winner.
Oh, you're taking the high road. I see. You know what? I see. You know you lose.
I didn't even know half these guys. So I take this as a plus rather than a minus. And it's a tactical move. I've come in here, and really, I didn't want to come in this year and be the Irish guy and didn't know I'm American football and then like, finish above anybody, because that would really be like shit looking. Like, if I finished above an American guy, they'd be like, holy fucking Irish guy finished above me. And then they'd end up like, you know. But next season, this was just to get to know guys. And this is just a tactical move, but next year you're all fucked. I'm gonna hammer you
all. Oh, I see. You're just pulling us all in.
Yeah, pulling us all in.
And then I suppose you're gonna say, hey, we should up the buy-in.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna just run the table.
$2,000 next year.
$2,000. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
winner takes all.
No, but it's second, no third.
Okay.
Yeah.
All reality short, a harsh penalty that was taken by me, and rightly deserved, 100% deserved. Didn't pay much attention, but had a great year. Got to know a lot of neighbors that I didn't know, but next year's just remember you're all fucked.
All right, so you've played fantasy football before. We've kind of talked over the course of this episode a little bit about, like, so what is the difference between our league and other leagues? We've all sort of been in other leagues.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of curious, based on your experiences, what you feel, if there is, anything that's different.
No, a huge difference. This league, as a lot of my friends ask me, and they go, well, how are you going to, I keep on telling them, oh, yeah, I'm involved in this league with all my neighbors in the neighborhood. These guys, blah, 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 I go, buy in. They even have a night to have a draft night. Yes. What position you have?
Yes.
Usually it's just like a draft night and that's it. But these guys like have a draft night. What position you have a draft night? Yes. A draft night draw. So I'm just saying is it's professional fantasy football.
Professional fantasy football. You heard it. You heard it here, folks. He just called us professional fantasy football. That's I will take is. That. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, these guys are killers. I says, I'm coming last, I don't care, but these guys are fucking killers.
And did you have any, like, what did you expect coming into this league?
Not what I expected from this league. It was just like any other league, you know.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
But
and we're like, not fun.
No, it's fun, but these guys are killers. 100% killers. No, fun.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I'm involved in like another league, but these guys are more like there's, it's unbelievable because I'm involved with a lot of Irish guys, a lot of American guys, and there's like, it's more of a fucking, in this other league I'm in, it's more like of a hatred thing.
Yeah.
These guys like really, really hate each other. But this league, it's like, it's fun, but it's fucking professional fun.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, we take it seriously, but we also like, we also love each other, and so we poke fun and we give each other shit, but it's actually coming from a place of
these guys respect. These guys, I was actually telling John earlier on that the two guys got to the final.
Yeah,
split the money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty shitty, right?
Yeah.
If you're in, you're in.
Yes.
No. I think the prize money is like 1,600, 1,200 for the winner, 400 for like second place.
Yeah.
And the played for 600. No. The what was it? The played for like 600 each. The winner took 400. Whoever finished, I don't know, but like the played. Yeah. It's a bit shit.
Yeah.
It's a bit big.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in, you're in.
Yes.
I reckon at the end of the day, this is only my perception. I finished last. Blah, blah. I reckon if we all threw $200 into the league, I reckon there should be no reward for third or second place. The winner gets all.
Yeah.
And the loser just.
Yeah. So the last thing we'll talk about tonight is two QBs. We're a two QB league, and I didn't necessarily have a bad season with two QBs. I'm still sort of anti two QBs because we are, just for anyone who's new to the show, we are a two QB league with 10 teams. And 10 teams it's tough to have two QBs starting every week. And I'm curious what your perspective, what your take is on the two QB.
I think it's good if you have two good quarterbacks.
But if we had a vote right now about continue to have two QBs, would you say yes or no?
At the first meeting of the year, that was one of the questions.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking, because I was only ever in like a one quarterback league.
Yeah.
I think two quarterback leagues are the way to go.
Yeah? And why is that?
Because if you've got two good quarterbacks, you're going to fucking... you're in good shape. And another thing is strategic too. In the draft.
Yeah.
You pick fucking quarterbacks early.
Yeah, way early.
Yeah.
Like we start drafting quarterbacks in the first, second round.
Yeah.
Most other leagues with one quarterback, it's like...
No.
Fifth, sixth round before they're even looking at them. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm no fucking fantasy football guru, but like the two QB quarter.
It's fun.
Quarterback, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. It's all good. Right. Okay.
I'll vote for it next year.
Okay, well, he's wrong.
Win it.
No. he's going to win it with the two QBs. All right, thank you, Parek. We appreciate you taking the time, and we appreciate you continuing to own the 10th best team in the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football League. All right, everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up next. We'll see you soon on the other side. Bye.
Try not to win.
All right, we are back. We are back here live at Finnegan's in Novato, California. And I am so excited to be speaking to the man himself, the champion of this season of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football League, Mr. Edison Sosa. Edison, outside of winning it all, because that's obviously a big highlight, what would you say might be another highlight for you for this season?
Yeah, thanks, Ed. And I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me. I think, obviously, as you mentioned, the biggest highlight was winning it. It was awesome, considering, especially into the final weekend, I was down probably like 40 points, and I made up for it and won. But I think.
And who was it? Who was it that helped you win that? Who helped you fill that gap?
I think it was. You mean as a player? Or
yeah,
like
as
player?
As a player.
Oh, players. Let's see. What was it? Damian Williams.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
He was huge. Oh, and C.J. Anderson.
C.J.
I don't know how that happened, but yes, he had a huge week.
You, Edison.
Love you too, Commish. But yeah, no, CJ Anderson was huge. So yeah, I had a, you know, just yeah, I got lucky in the semifinals because Joel's team didn't do so well. Pat Mahomes,
you shit the bet.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes and his team was pretty quiet that week. I think I got a total of maybe 120 something points, and so you know I was able to win in semifinals. And then the final championships was, it was pretty tight up until the end, and yeah. It actually went into Monday night. So it was
that was great. It was awesome.
Sunday night game. I think the Monday night was just some bonus points. So, but it was a great feeling to win that. You know, one of the other highlights was obviously being on the podcast as a guest. That was awesome.
I swear we don't pay people to say that.
No, it was so much fun to be just talking about football, just nothing scripted. It was just being there and talking football, talking about the, you know, the weeks and, you know, trying to handicap for that particular week. So it was a lot of fun. And appreciate you guys for having me on.
Yeah.
The other highlight was not only did I beat Caston in the finals, but I also beat him. I think I was the first one to beat him during the season as well too. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Was a lot of fun. But it was great. You know, throughout the year, I definitely had some close ones, including week one. With the guy who was wearing the unicorn costume
this
week.
Yeah, that was close. You and
Park. That's right. Thankfully, New Orleans had -8 points that week. Because I think I beat him by like 2 or 3 points or something. So, but I had a couple of those. Like, you know, a lot of my games went into like Sunday night or Monday night. So,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm definitely fortunate that I ended up winning the whole thing. So it was an awesome year. It was a lot of fun. You know, throughout the year, just hanging out at the cave, doing the podcast, you know, week in, week out. I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah. So what do you think? So Commish and I were talking about this league, you know, just as a fantasy football league, like who we are and how it is different from other leagues.
Yeah.
You know, so what is your takeaway from what separates us from, not to like blow our own horn, but what separates us from other leagues that you may have been in or talk to other people about?
Yeah, no, I think, I think first and foremost, I think this league is like a family. I think that's what makes it awesome. Not only are we playing against each other every week, but also in the neighborhood where, you know, we do things for each other in the neighborhood. It's a really tight-knit community, and it also makes the league a lot of fun. I think that's what separates us from, you know, from other fantasy leagues that I've been in the past. So, you know, it's just a great organization. It's very well run. It's a democratic process. You know, from handicapping up until draft day, you know, we set the rules. We all vote on the rules. So, we know what's ahead of the season. So,
yeah.
So, and we enjoy just each other throughout the year. So,
yeah. And so, okay. So, off of that, what would you, if you could give any other league one piece of advice of, not how to win your league or anything like that, because that's different, but how to make their league better.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't even have to necessarily be like our league. Yeah. How do you make, I don't mean how do you make your league like our league?
Yeah.
But how, what do you think is the thing that they need to do that they may not be doing?
Yeah, I think one is have a man cave or a woman cave, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to have one of those because it brings people together. It's a lot of fun. And it's not just the guys. It's the whole family. Everybody's always welcome. The kids, we always have a great time. I think that's number one. After that, I think it's just having a podcast. I think the podcast is awesome. You know, it was one of those things that we've never, this is the first year we've done a podcast. And, you know, thanks to Ed and to Greg and John, particularly Ed, I mean, for running this thing every week and the format that they do it. I think it's awesome because the whole league, looks forward to the podcast, and I think it engages the players, you know, to basically how to set up their lineups and, you know, who to pick off of the waivers, and also just to kind of make fun of each other. It's a great yeah. thing. So I think having a podcast was huge as well too. So I think it brought us closer together. So
awesome.
Those are, you know, a couple of things that definitely I would you know, suggest. If you're starting up a fantasy league,
yeah,
and want to distinguish yourself from many other leagues,
yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Champ. We appreciate you taking the time from drinking to talk to us. Congratulations again. It's a hard fought. You and I entered this league at the same time, and you won out. You topped. Oh, does somebody have Zeke? Oh, sorry. This is what happens live on the air. Oh, Zeke. Zeke starts getting into a fight. Is that Cooper? Oh, I thought it was Zeke. Oh, Zeke was limping. Zeke was limping, and Amari Cooper was getting into a fight. Oh, personal foul. Oh, not a good way to start. It's still the first quarter in the Rams-Cowboys game. Sorry, anyways, thank you so much, Edison. We always look forward to your name changes, and we hope you continue to do that in the seasons to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great year. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, thanks, everyone. Stay tuned, and we have more to come.
So there you have it, folks, our lost episode of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. As you heard me say at the end, there's more to come, and there is definitely more to come in Season 2. So stay tuned, stick with us. We're going to continue to get better. We're going to continue to engage with our audience even more. So we're going to be looking for you to contribute real soon. So hang in there. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.